Animate is a Polish prog band that formed in the Silesia region back in 2005. And now their debut album, Infinite Imaginations, was already released via Bandcamp back in May. But as it goes with so many independent bands, without a good PR engine, the promo train does not move very fast. But with the help of Distro for the new album via Laser CD, they might get some more recognition now. The seven tracks of Infinite Imaginations are all between 5 and 8 minutes in length and have a very typical old school Europrog feel. The emphasis of this 48-minute album is in melodies, flow of songs, and translating a feel rather than a musical dexterity or aerobatics. Metropolis Part 2, Scenes from a Memory from Dream Theater, actually comes to mind, just without the fizzly, dizzly, crazy stuff. Or for those familiar with bands such as King Crow, Carnia, Red Circuit, this is kind of where Animate's line of prog lies. I was extremely impressed with the vocal performance of Robert Nimic, who sings almost accent-free, and even though not gifted with a monstrous vocal range, he manages to keep up with the music and has a very nice, clean scream also, which he uses very sparingly, so it is more effective in that way, I find. I'm not going to read out the rest of the band members, because looking at their names, it feels more like having received a bad hand in a game of Scrabble, but this shall not take away from the skill and delivery. I also wanted to mention there are lots of samples and synthesizers hidden within the songs, giving the album a synth feel in some places. A wonderful, engaging album that you could easily sneak past your non-prog metal friends.
I love this album, and I didn't have enough time during the week to fully just surround myself with it, but this riff-driven prog, it's incredibly melodic, emotional solos, it's got a really nice pace to it. It's not overly technical, as you said, but it's really, really intriguing, especially with those synths. And I know you had the Euro prog and you brought Dream Theater in as well. I actually had Fate's Warning and the Finnish band Malpractice, which to me was the closest comparison, as well as the ones you mentioned. This is divine. This show started because of that 90s prog, yeah? This is what we love. And to hear this sort of stuff again just is wonderful.
We had a discussion. We usually don't talk about albums before the show, but the comment thrown in the room was, if you are coming from the old school prog background, then if you don't like this, then there's something wrong with you in a way.
We both love the new school prog. It's all great, but I mean, this is...
In a non-exciting way, this is just exciting. Animate, Infinite Imaginations, the track I picked, is right in the middle of the album. It's called Back to Cold.